in terms of military and security, to get access to such weapons by a number of world powers. Without a doubt, a victory in a nuclear war is impossible, and getting involved in such a fighting seems immoral and illogical. Despite all these basic moral values and logic and humanitarian principles and even military principles, the world community has been insisting to destroy and get rid of these weapons. It's only a few number of governments and individuals that bring in security for others in order to keep themselves secure, the way they think. These governments are insisting on keeping stockpiling these weapons and improving and upgrading them that has no use apart from collective terror and bringing about hypothetical security, actually, by it has not had any other results apart from this. This continuation of the nuclear nightmare has been going on as a result, and colossal resources in an illogical campaign has been trying their best so that each of these powers could be enabled, as they think, to kind of more than 10,000 times apart from to destroy all their hypothetical enemies, including themselves. This strategy and the deterrence that it has based on destruction, or it's called madness. Some of the nuclear powers in recent years have been talking about deterrent theory in the face of other nuclear powers on guaranteed destruction, mutual destruction. They have even gone further than this, and in their nuclear strategy of these countries, stress is laid on maintaining nuclear weapons, and also those who violate the NPT. At the same time, the greatest violators of the NPT are the very powers that, in addition to violating their own commitment in Article 6 of the NPT on nuclear disarmament, even in spread, in the vertical and horizontal spread of such weapons, they have been competing others and have been advancing rapidly, including helping the arming the Zionist regime with nuclear weapons and also supporting the policies of the Zionist regime in the spread and proliferation of such weapons. They have played a direct role that is in violation of these powers' commitments based on Article 1 of the NPT, and the Middle East region and the whole world have been threatened by these powers. Spearheaded, heading all these activities are the bullying power of the United States of America. The International Conference on Disarmament needs to deal with the threats of production and stockpiling of nuclear weapons, and it needs to realistically come up with ways and strategies to counter this menace against mankind so that we could take a drastic step in safeguarding and protecting global peace and stability. We think, in addition to nuclear weapons, other kinds of WMD, including chemical weapons and microbiological weapons, are also a serious menace to mankind. The people of Iran that have fallen victim to the use of chemical weapons themselves, more than any other nation, feels this the threat from spread and production of such weapons. And Iranians are ready to use all their possibilities and resources in order to counter nuclear weapons. The use of these weapons, in our opinion, is banned, and we try to bring immunity and security for mankind. This is our duty and the duty of everyone. The use of nuclear weapons is banned, and efforts in order to immunize and bring security for all human beings in the face of this great threat is a duty of all. Ali Khamenei, the 18th of April, 2010.